Church bells ring on Masaryk Square in Uherské Hradiště, a charming, picturesque town in southeast Moravia. Like so many places in this part of the world, Uherské Hradiště has a rich and complex history. As tour guide Lenka Kornelova explains, the town was established nearly 8 centuries ago in reaction to the turbulent events of that time, and the city actually gets its name, meaning Hungarian fortress, from this period.
The name Uherské Hradiště, it's very unusual because in the primary foundation charter from the year 1257, this town was without name. The name Hradiště is from the year 1258, which was founded by Přemysl Otakar II, and he gave this name. And the attribute Uherské arised in the year 1578, because the city was built with the aim of protecting the southeastern border during raids of Hungarian people and the people from the east.
The fact that the Bohemian king Przemysl Otakar II founded Uherské Hradiště as a fortress to protect against marauding Hungarian hordes is responsible for the town's unusual layout, in that it has not one but two main squares. Lenka Kornelova says that this came about because of rivalries among the local population drafted in to establish the city.
I think that the most important thing is that this town has two main squares. It's a longer history because Přemysl Otakar II wanted the people from the village Old Veligrad, now it's Staré Město, and the people from village Kunovice, it's on another side, move into the middle and to build another city. But these people didn't want to cooperate, and the people from Veligrad, they built Marian Square, it's the second main square, and the people from Kunovice built the Masaryk Square when we are standing now.
The Baroque fountain on Masaryk Square, which you just heard in the background, was designed by sculptor Václav Render, who is perhaps best known for designing the play column in Olomouc. It is just one of the many architectural delights that Uherské Hradiště has to offer. Lenka Kornelova says many of the town's dominant features date as far back as the 16th and 17th centuries, when Uherské Hradiště was a major religious and economic centre.
Maybe I think the dominant of this Masaryk Square, it's a complex of Jesuit buildings, and they were built during the 16th, 17th and 18th century. And very interesting is the church of St. Xaverius, which was built on the wooden frame because the whole town center is standing on a sand. I think that it's only under this church because other buildings have problem with statics.
It is perhaps appropriate that so many of Uherské Hradiště's old buildings seem to be built on shaky foundations, as a lot of the town's original structures are unfortunately no longer standing today. Many were destroyed in a cataclysmic fire in 1681, while others were swept away by the turbulent tide of history. Uherské Hradiště's strategic Central European location meant it frequently suffered from raids at the hands of various foreign armies, such as the Turks and the Prussians. It remained a fortress until as late as 1782, and it was the site of numerous military clashes, which all took their toll on the town. Even today, Uherské Hradiště is still no stranger to the occasional catastrophe.
Záchrana byla postupně po jednotlivých pracovnících technických služeb, jelikož se jednalo o závěs z vrtulníku, nebylo možno tam nějak manipulovat jiným způsobem.
A shell-shocked inhabitant recounts his experience of the devastating floods that inundated Moravia in 1997 and caused millions of crowns worth of damage. Uherské Hradiště was one of the places hardest hit by this disaster, and Lenka Kornelova says that the town has yet to fully recover to this day.
So the biggest shock for the inhabitants in the past was the year 1997, in which was here the catastrophic 1000 years flood. And now in the place where we are standing now, there was more than 1.5 meters of water. So in the nearest future, I think that we plan to reconstruct this place and this square.
Despite the need for further reconstruction, Uherské Hradiště has come on in leaps and bounds since the dark days of 1997. Many of the town's important monuments, such as the Church of the Annunciation of the Virgin Mary and the Franciscan Monastery, have been restored and are once again open to the public. In any event, Lenka Kornelova is quick to point out that there's a lot more to Uherské Hradiště than its architecture.
It's the natural metropolis of Moravian Slovakia, which is known for the famous folklore, cymbal music, good wine, lovely costumes from the history. But I think the best way how to say all of them is to visit our Moravian Slovakia Museum here in Uherské Hradiště.
Moravian Slovakia, or Slovatsko as it's known in Czech, is indeed a centre of indigenous culture. It is home to one of the longest preserved folk costumes in the country, and people there can still be seen wearing a simplified version of it today. It's also a stronghold of traditional Moravian music like this, which is inspired by the violin and cymbal, or dulcimer as it's called in English. Being situated in the heart of Slovatsko, it's not surprising that Uherské Hradiště is also something of a hub for local folk culture. It regularly hosts important folklore festivals, and its Moravian Slovakian Museum has a number of important ethnographic expositions. Besides nurturing local traditions, Uherské Hradiště is also closely associated with a more modern form of cultural expression. A huge screen shows a recent Czech film in the open air on Masaryk Square. The screening was part of the Uherské Hradiště Summer Film School, which takes place on an annual basis and is one of the biggest film events in this country. The film school attracts thousands of visitors every year and shows dozens of films in 11 venues. The increasingly important nature of the school is reflected in the fact that top international directors such as Terry Gilliam and Peter Greenaway have attended the event in recent years. Although Uherské Hradiště is a 4-hour drive from Prague, visitors to the Czech Republic who make the effort to go there will not be disappointed. Its charming cobbled squares and streets prove that it's not just the Czech capital that has a monopoly on attractive sites for tourists. The town's vibrant cultural scene and the fact that it is just a stone's throw away from attractions like Buklov Castle and the Bacha Canal definitely make it a place worth visiting. Finally, apart from checking out all the cultural and architectural pleasures that Uherské Hradiště has to offer, anyone who tries out the excellent local Moravian wines is unlikely to be disillusioned. Lenka Korneleva suggests that before leaving, visitors might also like to sample something else that the town and its environs are associated with, namely a famous type of plum brandy.
It's well known for the Slivovice. I think you know it. It's not national drink, but it's very famous here, and it's made mainly in this area.